man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
How deep we
Greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle. And I just want to welcome you guys into the cipher. That was a little bit of cosmic love there. I didn't realize it had that much bass. In the song, peace and greetings, everyone. Wow. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. It is Sunday. It is Sunday. How are we all feeling? How are we all doing? Well, I see the Blue Room is getting themselves nice and situated, and that is good to do. I want to say greetings to everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. And I am Miss Blue, the Oracle, and so glad to be here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Just want to make sure that we are all, you guys are in the house, and just glad to have you here, have you guys here joining us live. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open, and you are certainly more than welcome to come on over and join us in the Blue Room. Let me give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. You're going to come over to YouTube, and once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that is going to get you locked in. And you can come on over, and you can join us in the Blue Room. I also want to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Clubhouse as well. And if you come over to Clubhouse and you stroll in those Clubhouse streets, all you got to do is go over to Astro Magic, and you can come on in and you can find us in Astro Magic. So peace and greetings to everyone. So glad to have you guys join us here live. Mm-hmm. I want to give out the call-in number because we will be taking your calls tonight. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And once you get on the phone lines, press 1, and then we'll be able to get you as well. And also in Clubhouse, we'll start taking calls there. So I think you guys know that format, but we'll tell you that as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to the Blue Room. Let's get those likes up. And I just want to welcome you all in to the Blue Room and say good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the world you're in. Speaking of the world, it's a lot going on in the world right now. And I want us to just take a moment, just a moment of silence, just to send out some ashes and send out some energy of peace and love to everyone. Of course, we know there is all kinds of things that are happening at this moment. And I trust and I pray that you are grounded and that you are in a place of peace and a place of love within yourself. Yeah. Because that's how we're going to be able to sort of change the atmosphere of what's happening. It's really through starting with ourselves. And I don't know about you guys, but Sundays is always a great day for some self-care. Like, we should do it every single day, but I think Sunday could be that day that you're very intentional. Sometimes we're running about here and there and we're going to work and we're taking care of others, our children, and, you know, we're doing all kinds of things. And this is just sort of our time to just kind of take a step back and really, really, if you haven't checked in lately on how you're taking care of yourself, this is a wonderful time to do that. Yeah. It's a wonderful time for us to take a moment, have a little bit of reflection. And by the way, I want to welcome all of our new listeners in. I actually was on the phone today with some of our new listeners across the world, and I just want to welcome you on in and thank you for your presence. Tonight, we're going to be talking about spiritual maturity, the lessons learned. And Brother Bilal is joining us as well. He'll be coming on in just a second. But we just kind of wanted to tap in and check in and see how you're all feeling, how we're all doing, and trust that your day is well. Mm-hmm. Your day, your night, your evening, all that good stuff. I've been doing a lot of feng shui these days. Yeah, a lot of feng shui. Yeah. I want to send love out to all of our family. And let's do this. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's do this. I want to ring the bell for self-invested. And so shouts out to everyone who is self-invested and our self-invested family. Class, as usual, went down in class. What an amazing share we had on Sunday night in our astrology class in self-invested. And you guys, listen, y'all are on it. So I want to send love to both our Wednesday and to our Saturday class for just continuing the work. And then also, I want to give a big shout out to the Divine Priestess because they are doing their work as well. And I just want to send them so much love. Been on the phone with a few of the priestess as well. So I want to send love and big shout out to all the Divine Priestess. Definitely still sending Sister Manya and her family love as well, especially in this time. And so for all of you, I lift you up with love and I thank you so much for your being and for doing the work. And then, of course, for everyone who is connected to Planet Remix, just want to send you guys some love because so many of you are doing such amazing work as well. Amazing work, you know, and you're passing that on to your loved ones, to your friends and your family, and it's making a difference, a very, very big difference. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good to see everyone, and good to have everyone here joining us here, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you guys. Let me say this. I don't want to get too on a tangent because I can go there, but I want to thank you guys for definitely commenting, and if you didn't get a chance to hear Friday night's show, so many of you hit me up in emails. Friday night show was how many spirit guides do you have? And we talked about that and what an amazing share. So I want to say thank you to everyone who came on the line because they brought so many beautiful messages, not just about what their spirit guides were doing and really helping all of us confirm that we are not alone, but it was some powerful, powerful confirmation. Wouldn't you all agree that everyone had such powerful confirmation that came on the line? And so we're all excited to see how you're working with your spirit guides. Mm-hmm. So definitely keep those comments going. And yeah, that was always a great share to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, we are so glad to have you guys join us. Yeah. I want to say greetings. I see you guys. I'm just going to shout out the Blue Room here and shout out, oh, Sheila. Always good to see Sheila in the house. Amazing sister, part of Planet Remix, self-invested, everything. So good to see her. Priestess Kalimar in the building. Good to see you. Leanne is in the house representing our clubhouse family. And Shaniqua is in the house. Good, Shaniqua, Doniqua, good to see you. Isha Mayat is in the house. Isabella is here. And I'm going to get this one right. For those of you who know, you know. The Honey Alchemist is here. Welcome in. So good to see you, Honey Alchemist. And Nisi Knight is in the building. Welcome on in, Nisi. Caleb is in the building. So good to see you. Kicking It in the Kitchen with Queenie is here. So good to see you, Queenie, in the building. And also we got Phoenix Nebula is in the house. And of course, you guys know Planet Remix, self-invested. So good to have the brother Phoenix in the house. Who else? Oh my goodness. J Banks TV is in the building. And then Nicole is Abundance is in the house. Welcome. Quantum Lion is in the house. So good to see you, Quantum. And also Priestess Donna Lee is in the building. Welcome on in, Priestess Donna Lee. King Ra'el is in the house, sending lots of love to the family. Welcome on in. I love you guys' names. Light codes and frequency. I'm all about them vibes. It's in the house tonight. Welcome on in. Mm-hmm. Nicole W. is here. Welcome on in. Nicole W. The Queen Pink is in the house tonight. Erica Dawson is here. Hugo is in the building. Good to see you, Hugo. Boy, y'all are coming in. AA is in the house. Hey. I'm sorry. I'm being extra silly tonight. Nico R is in the house. Nico is in the house tonight. Ty Rivering is in the house tonight. Welcome on in, Ty. I'm going to get it right. Priestess Erica is in the building. Priestess Chastity is in the house. I've seen some more priestess in the building. Priestess Trin is in the building. L-Easy. Ooh. L-Easy in the house. Welcome. Love the name. King Luminal Productions is in the house. I love y'all names. I promise you. Let's get these likes up, you guys. Come on. We got to get the likes up. We got way over 100 people in the Blue Room, and we need to get those likes up. Somebody done came in here calling themselves Coco Gateway Oracle. I love it. Gerald is in the building. Welcome on in, Gerald. Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome on in, Gerald. Divine Tish is in the house. Welcome on in. Ninth Star Sheen. Is that like Afro Sheen? Ninth Star Sheen. I love that. I love that name. Y'all are coming through with those names. Y'all are coming through. Y'all are coming through. And over here, we got the sister D-Ray in the house. We got Jay in the house. We got Jay in the house. He know I call him Jay. We got the King in the house. Priestess Erica, this is Clubhouse. And we also got Keturah in the house. Shirley, Priestess Keisha, Jess, I got to click the button to get the rest. Shaquilla in the house. D-A is here. Let's see who else is here. Let's go down. We got Phoenix over here. We got Glendalyn in the house. Stacy is here. Lena is here. Dr. Dina is in the building. Ah, welcome, Dr. Dina. We got Billionaire. I gotta get the rest. Billionaire Book Babe in the house. I love that. Billionaire Book Babe is in the house. Bag Play is in the house. Lotus Natir is in the house. Infinite Blueprint walked up in the building. Tish W in the house tonight. What's up, cuz? Miss Rich is in the house. I can't even say your name. Mamanza something. Murzazuez in the building. Mm-hmm. Sheena in the house. Dakar, the Blue Greek, is in the building. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is in the building. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mystic Mama is in the house. Gone with your bad self, Mystic Mama. Ultra Magneto is in the house tonight. I think y'all just want me to jack these names up. And there goes Brittany Vibes. Always bringing the vibes and in the house tonight. Miss Nanya. Miss Nanya, like Miss Nanya Business. Miss Nanya. I'm just saying, y'all got these names, right? And, you know I can't say your name. Les M7578 in the building. And what is this, Cosmic Crystal? I thought that said Cosmic Crazy. Cosmic Crystal in the building. Okay, that's enough. Miss Blue done did it. I'm not jacking up. No more names tonight. I'm not jacking up no more names tonight, especially after I got Miss Nanya. I love that. Miss Nanya. Miss, you know how we used to say, Miss Nanya, Nanya damn business? I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. We are what we say we are. Yeah, yeah. But all seriousness, you guys, we have dived into the cipher. This is what I want us to do. Please, please, let's get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. If you are in the blue room, let's get those likes up. And once we get those likes up, oh, wait a minute, gotta do it. Angelique has a born day coming up. So happy born day to everyone who's celebrating a born day. So glad. But let's get those likes up. We only got 80 likes, and we got like 115 plus people in the blue room alone. Let's get the likes up so our soul family can find us. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and put some good energy on it. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as much as we want to remove ourselves from this, it's important that we do this, that we really, really, honestly give a moment of silence for those who have lost their lives in war. It is so important that we take care of ourselves as soul beings all over the planet, and for us to be compassionate to those who have been thrown into the center of this chaos, because that's what it is. This is chaos energy. And quite frankly, the whole world is rising up against it. Yeah. Let's just send some energy. And we're not going to put that W word out there because that's not what's going on. That's not what's happening. It is war. And truth be told, it's been a war that's been going on for a long time that we could have classified World War IV, World War V. We've been had that. We're somewhere in the 20s of a world war. We have had all kinds of war. Don't take for granted, please. Listen to me. Don't take for granted the war. Don't take for granted the life you are living. Don't take for granted. Been so many wars. There's been a war on the internet. There's war of the words. We have had war of the sexes. We have had war of the mind. We have been at war with children and their parents. The war has always been going on. War of the race. So many wars. So many wars. War with education. War with our health. War with our freedom to do what we want to do with our bodies. We have been at war. We have been at war. And it's so many wars going on. So many. So many. Yeah. So let's take this moment. We're gonna listen to some Baby Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, oh, life will. We can't take our life for granted. Cannot. We cannot. Absolutely. Not one day, not more, one moment. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Until the
Come on, Bob Marley.
Which old one raised superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war. That until the basic human rights wars without regard to race. It is a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, rubber human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, Miss War. War in the East, war in the West, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Good over evil, yeah. Good over evil.
Oh, nobody does it like Bob Marley. Yeah, yeah. Let us not take life for granted. Yeah. And send love out to those who have been thrown in the midst of chaos. Yeah. All the technology, metaverse, going to Mars, and still war? Wow. When will we grow up? We are now in the need of some serious divine intervention. And trust and believe, it's on the way. Watch what I tell you. The world you know has changed forever. Forever. Yeah, it's changed forever. Spiritual maturity. Lessons learned.
From the mud to the mark. What's up, my nigga? It ain't 100 million no more. Shit. Let's shoot for three. What's up? Y'all nigga better dip it, better dip your mouth. Play with the street shit vibe. You with y'all with that body how. Every day running out. Y'all nigga better dip it. Nigga better dip your mouth. Y'all nigga better dip it. Nigga better dip your mouth. Y'all nigga better dip it. Better dip your mouth. Stuck with the street shit vibe. You with y'all with that body how. Every day running out. Y'all nigga better dip it. Nigga better dip your mouth. Y'all nigga better dip it. Nigga better dip your mouth.
I'm on the foot of the bed. Down by my feet, the dick was too good, the bitch didn't sleep. Since the pussy got lips, I guess you niggas could speak. You niggas bluffing like snow, You niggas just sleep. Okay, I stick to the cheat code. You stick to the zip code. Money tall like Benjamin Franklin on tiptoe. Yo bitch a blowfish, swallow a fishing pole. I aim at your head, it's coming off like stripper clothes. I fuck with gorillas. Bust at the beds, I bet your mouth can't run if I cut off your leg. I'm fly like a zipper, but that ain't the point. My bullet's bad as a joint, your head crack like a voice. I come to wet up the party, you niggas garbage. Hollow tips on the cartridge, I let it rip through your cartridge. One number, three letters, 9-8-K. Y'all niggas better zip it like YKK.
Gotta let it breathe. I put the weed out. Double up. Niggas get it and they fall off. It's cause they all soft. Nigga like me started at the car wash. 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. that's on a rainy day. Wise words from dope boys and everything. They say it's levels to the street life. Then I seen a bezel with that pink ice. All natural, mama tell you to be careful. In the trap, trapping to increase capital. No longer cruising with the windows down. Hand on the pistol, anticipating the riddle sound. I'm Kanye when it came to Ye. I'm Jay-Z when it came to keys. I'm Snoop when it came to weed. So now they wanna be me. As the credit rolls, now the charge is federal. Money bags, I'm placed upon a pedestal. Still on the block in my Reeboks. He didn't even know this was a Basquiat. He ain't really know who really called shots. Worldwide mastermind number one, all charts.
Got a rip, baby, better than your mouth. Straight with a fishy ball. Turn it down, baby, it's a posse house. They run everything, run it out. Got a nigga better than me. Nigga better zip your mouth. 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 Nigga better zip
Oh yeah, spiritual maturity, lessons learned.
See, that one right there make me want to start rapping.
Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
What's good? What's good? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Packed house tonight.
Oh, man. What a surprise. What a surprise. Yes. What's up, everybody? Spiritual maturity. What's good, Miss Blue? Getting a little echo.
Yeah,
you know, catching the echo?
I hear it, too. I'm trying to work it out on this side and see where it's coming from. Let's see if we can turn it down. So, see if that's better.
What's happening with the blue room?
Oh, the blue room is lit.
Always. What's new?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You want me to hang up and call right back in?
I don't think so. I don't know where the echo would be coming from. But
I mean, if you're not getting it, I'm good.
I am getting it, but let's see. Yeah, let's see. Maybe. No. Let me see.
I can leave quietly and come back loud. I got to leave quietly on the top. Let me try that.
No. Let me see. Try it now.
There we go. Spiritual maturity. Lessons learned.
Is that better?
It's better. I mean, if everybody good, I'm good. I'm not.
And you have your headset on, right?
Yep. headset is on.
Nothing has changed, so I don't know.
Well, we're not going to make that an issue.
No.
No feedback.
Okay. No, I can clearly hear myself echo.
Oh, you can. Oh, you. No, I can't hear you echoing.
Oh, I can hear me echoing. I can. Okay. Brother Bilal's going to leave and come back. And you don't have anything else on. You just have your computer on, correct? I mean, your phone. Just your phone.
Yeah, just my phone. Got my mind running. Wait, hold on. I'm coming right back.
All right. We're going to get it together, y'all. We're going to get some spiritual maturity going on here. Well, the echo is gone now. Do y'all still hear me echoing now, or is it clear? We're just going to do a little bit of sound check and see when Brother Bilal comes back.
I'm back. That's going to have to do it. We good?
Oh, yeah. We're perfect.
What's good, everyone? What's happening? Miss Blue zapped out on me? All right. But look, I was jamming to that Bob Marley, too. What a perfect sound for the night. Like, for real. Off the real. No.
Can y'all hear me? I was turning my mic down to make sure we don't get an echo.
No, you clear. It may be them aliens dancing off beat. There ain't no music playing. They fucking dancing. That's what's really going on.
Well, wait a minute.
Talk about divine intervention.
I'm telling you, but let me explain who the aliens are, because it was O.O. Sheila who asked about the aliens. And so here's the deal. These are the aliens, our original aliens. But let me tell you what happened. I have been sending out an SOS for them to come back. You know, they sent their cousins. Y'all wasn't really vibing with their cousins. Y'all said the beat was off, even though they said they checked in on y'all and that's how y'all was dancing. Now what has happened is because they were hundreds of thousands of light years away, and time is different on the other side, this is them. They are mature. They have grown up.
You learn something new every day for real. Talking about lesson learned.
They just have grown up. Now, I know y'all are not going to clown them because they did a little bit of aging. You know, because the blue room is over here clowning them.
big head ass down somewhere. They family.
Yeah,
we get
they're family. They're just a little older. You know, time is different in the spiritual realm as it is here. And after all, they were, you know, over 100,000 light years away in their own galaxy. So by the time they came back, you know, they just kind of grew up a little bit. They're just, you know, they were like in their little teens when they was dancing for us. You know, now they're in their 30s, you know. So they
And everything do slow up once you get older.
That's right, you know. So that's all.
That's why tonight's show is spiritual maturity. Lesson learned. Look, we could also call it the lesson of completion.
I love
Isn't that real spiritual maturity?
Oh, yeah.
The lesson of completion. And look, the world has changed forever. Ms. Blue, you know, when I think about spiritual maturity, though, the first thing that came to my mind when my father used to say, when I was a child, I played as a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I became grown, I put away childish things. And
yeah.
Grown men and grown women are now maturing. I mean, we saw it last night. The group of people we've been working with, like, God the readings. I mean, they were calling it right off the cuff, right?
They really were.
But think about what we're talking about with maturity, though. Think about how when you have stocks and they start to mature.
That's right. The value goes up.
Right now, if they're worthless right now. But more, you know what? More like the maturity of your 401k.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what that's worth right now?
Oh, yeah.
Keep that shit another 30 years to be worth something. Right? So look, spiritual maturity, but Miss Blue, mature like its definition. Complete and natural growth. When something is complete and naturally growing and developing, it's going into its maturity, Miss Blue, more like the fruit, right? Ripe as the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And be honest with you, tonight's theme is more of a celebration. Because I'm telling you, some of you are receiving the fruit of your labor.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A lot of people receiving the fruits of their labor, your work. The work you have been putting in is starting to turn itself out. So the reward you have figured out, and that's a big thing. Have you figured how to reward yourself? Have you figured out that reward? How do you reward yourself for all the work you have been putting in?
That's right.
Do you take a moment for yourself? Do you take a minute for yourself? Do you do any mental pampering? Well, tonight is about spiritual maturity, and that got to be a lesson you must learn.
Oh, yes.
To take care of yourself.
That's
to
right.
pamper yourself.
That's right. You have to.
And if the work you are doing is not rewarding, there will be no rewards.
That's right.
I mean, how simple is that?
Very, very
this
simple.
This shit not rocket science. I just happen to be a rocket scientist. But this is not rocket science. And if the work you are doing is not rewarding, there will be no rewards.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
And so think about an investment. Now look, this is real connected to this. Look, think about an investment such as an insurance policy, right? Doesn't it mature after a while? I mean, it's Blue, when the maturity, when the stock reaches a certain point and it reaches the stage when the company pays you back.
That's right.
Right? I mean, that's what it's called maturing, right?
That's right.
When the company starts to pay you back, they are paying you back for the interest you have earned.
That's right.
Check this out. Because you are an enterprise.
Yeah.
You are the prize, but you are an enterprise. Mm. You literally are an enterprise. And when the policy you have reaches a certain level of maturity, it starts to pay you back.
That's right. And dividends.
And dividends.
That's right. That's right.
Shit, well, people say, where my goddamn dividend? A lot of people ain't getting no dividends, right? So where is my payback from the company?
Mm.
Can we talk about where the payback is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Let's talk about the company you keep.
Oh, yes.
Because you're waiting on a company to pay you some dividends and some residual, right? But if you're not getting residuals, let's talk about the real company, which is the company you keep.
Yes.
Let's talk about that lesson. If the company that you are keeping does not bring a dish to the potluck or the cookout.
That's right.
Or the extravaganza.
That's right.
If the company that you are keeping bring nothing to the table except the seat.
That's it.
It's about lesson.
That's
lesson
right.
Learned.
That's right. Lesson.
Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
If you keep allowing that person just to pull a seat up and eat off all the work you've been doing, all the fruits of your labor, hey, lesson learned.
That's right.
Don't get mad. Don't get upset.
That's right.
The company can't pay because the company you're keeping not bringing anything.
Yeah.
So the next time they say, I'm on my way, you simply say, I just left. Just left the house. Even if the TV on in the background, I just left.
I just left.
No, I just pulled out of your car. No, I just left.
I'm not home.
Because I know you're not coming with nothing but a seat.
That's it.
So lesson learned.
That's right.
If the company is not paying you dividends, it's because the company you are keeping.
Yes.
Isn't that cool? Did I tell everyone that if the work you do is not rewarding, you won't be getting no rewards? Did I go over that already?
Oh, yes. You covered it, Brother Blau.
Yeah, I need to say that again.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it one more time. The work, if the work you're doing is not rewarding, there will be no rewards.
That's it.
That's the fact.
Period, Pooh.
They got a reward out of my little cousin right now. He's doing award-winning work out here. So they catch him, gonna get his reward. If you get up to $10,000, I may call on him, right? Get me a reward. But I'm gonna help him get a lawyer. Get him a car accident lawyer, right? But look, no, but for real, if the work you're doing is not rewarding, you will receive no reward. That's a fact.
That's right.
First lesson was, mind the company you are keeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Well, let's check the other spiritual maturity of what we call immature, how that company policy mature, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
But you are also supposed to be getting something back because it's been building up the interest. Is that right?
That's right.
See, when you invest your money, it's going to build interest, and that's the money you get paid back. So where is my money? Simple.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing shit that's not interesting, and that's people, places, and things.
That's right.
There will be no interest to draw from, Cracker Jack.
You know what?
You looking for the interest? Shit. You're not doing interesting shit. Whether it's people, places, and the things you're doing.
That's right.
You can't get interest back if shit is not interesting.
That's right.
It's no interest. Because remember the Cracker Jack box?
Oh, yes.
What was in the Cracker Jack box, Miss Blue?
Oh, you used to get the beautiful little toys that was in the Cracker Jack box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was letting you know the toys ain't worth shit. They're peanuts. That's why the peanuts came in the pop box. Peanuts. Peanut. Well, that's Charlie Brown. They're my peanut.
That's right. The peanut.
That shit went right over your head.
The peanut gang.
Yeah, they calling you a Cracker Jack. Because you're looking for interest, but you're not even interested. You go to the car lot. You love the car so much. You have so much interest in the car. They charge you an interest rate.
That's right.
That you pay more for your interest than the car.
That's right.
The car is $25,000. They charge you 22% interest. Good or bad credit. Go home 2 months. You lose interest, but you go pay that interest rate.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you signed on the dotted line, it was proof that you once had
interest. There it is. There it is.
Oh, you're not going to get around.
Oh, no.
Because, look, remember this word, interesting. 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 Even when you're doing something that draws your interest, it starts to wake something up that's been resting on the inside. That's why it's interesting, because it woke something up. Follow your interest.
That's right.
So, if you're not getting money back from the interest, it's because you don't have the right ones. Even if that's people, places, a thing.
There it is. That part.
Tonight, spiritual maturity.
Yes.
Lessons learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was two right there. We got four up there, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was two. Well, and if we want to include my little cousin getting caught, that's three. Did that count? Look. Spiritual maturity. Lesson learned.
Yes.
A lesson in forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
That's a big one.
Oh, man.
It's a big one.
I know.
It's a big one.
Listen to this. Forgiveness is a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Forgiveness is a commitment.
Absolutely.
You have to be committed.
To forgive.
To forgive.
Every day. Every moment, every way,
yes.
You have to.
Forgiveness is a commitment you must make.
The key thing, Brother Bilal, with forgiveness, it really has nothing, it's not so much about what happened,
mm-hmm.
why it happened,
right.
who it happened to,
right.
where it happened.
Right.
It's more about allowing yourself. If you look at the word forgive.
That's workshop. That's workshop.
Oh. Okay.
No. I'm going to go into that.
Don't go to that. Okay.
Look, we're gonna get, yeah, just let me get a lesson for the well matured. Yeah. Even if I'm being a little biased, let's speak first to the undermature. Yeah. I'll get a workshop shit out. Yeah. If you're interested, if you have interest, come.
which I didn't mention tonight, but you guys, this is a great place for us to go ahead and plug the workshop.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a great place. But everybody not coming. And let's be honest.
Yes, this is true.
No. Not because we don't want you to come, but we have a process to check if you're supposed to be there or not.
That's right.
And because we're not doing none of this shit for money. Because remember, my little cousin on a run, I could get $10,000 off of that shit. So this is not for the money. We really want you to know this shit. But you got to be committed to forgiveness.
That's right.
You got to be committed. And the lesson learned for the well-matured.
That's right.
But first, I gave my word. Mm-hmm. The lesson learned for the undermature. This is what you do if you're undermature with forgiveness. You think about forgiving, then you fight, then you forgive.
Or you think about forgiving, you fight, and you don't forgive.
Oh, yeah, still undermature.
Yeah, same thing.
That's the lesson. But the well matured?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, when you get well matured?
Mm-hmm.
Off the bat, I forgive you. In fact, I'm sorry for you fucking over me.
That's right. Say it again.
Oh, off the gate. Oh, I forgive you.
Oh, yeah. I forgive you.
I even forgive you for fucking over me.
That's right.
It's done.
I forgive you for fucking over me.
Right. Now, look how that shit feels. Don't that feel good? I feel better already.
I do, too.
Now, look.
Amazing.
Now we didn't gave up the secret sauce. So, person X, now why should I come to the workshop? because you need the goddamn steps and method on how to get your mind there first.
That's right. It takes work.
You can't do none of this shit if your mind is not set.
That's right.
If, especially if it's not set and pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. Lessons.
That's
spiritual
right.
maturity.
That's right.
Completion.
Absolutely. Commitment.
Yes.
Commitment.
It's well, see, because once you become committed, you are on the road to completion.
That's right.
You're on the road to finishing it up.
That's right.
When you have the fullness and the fulfillment and the wholeness, you become a whole in one.
That's right. Not a whole. A whole in one.
Whole. Yeah, whole. W-H-O-L-E. Not a whole.
Not a whole. We don't need no more of them. You become whole.
You can't save anyway. He don't want to be saved.
Can't save him. He don't want to be saved.
Yeah. So when you get we're talking about the water section. Huh? See, we're doing the water words.
We gotta balance it out.
We gotta keep it balanced.
Yes, so we really do.
We have to stop throwing each other under the bus.
Yes.
And just use a car. But your turn. but we have to look. Completion. Miss Blue.
Yes.
Being unbroken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Move away from being undivided.
That's right.
Becoming whole.
That's right.
No longer partial.
And not to mention, do you know how much energy it takes to dislike a person, a place, or a thing? If you could energetically see all of your juiciness floating into something you say you hate, you dislike, you can't stand, and what that energy turns into once it hits that person, that place, or that thing. We all know energy is real, and it cannot be destroyed. And transmutation and alchemy is real. And if you are sitting around hating someone, hating something, or even hating a place, they are taking your life force energy. They are sucking the life out of you. And every moment, every day, and every minute that you spend doing this, it is slowly killing you. You are slowly destroying yourself from the inside out.
Wow.
Spiritual maturity, as you know, Brother Bilal, and this is something we want you all to get here, is the reflection of your growth. If you're still in the same place you was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago.
In same place, what you mean?
Mentally, your same triggers. And unfortunately, this energy, Brother Bilal, does not show any bias. And I'm going to say this just kind of lay it on the table. It doesn't matter what the situation was. Doesn't say, oh, that happened when you were 10, so we understand. Oh, this happened when you were 36, we get it. This happened right after you lost your job, we understand. It has no biases.
Right.
It is self-destruction in itself. Earth is a school. And we all agreed to come here to learn. And every moment that you are giving away your energy, giving away your precious life force energy to a situation, something that may have happened in your childhood, something that may have happened along the way, you are slowly killing yourself. From the inside out, you are destroying you. It is poison. It's poison for your mind. It's poison for your spirit. It's poison for everything. We have to find a way. We have to find a way to learn how to forgive.
That's just why we have a process on checking if you could come to the workshop. No poison coming.
No poison.
Don't want you to die in the workshop.
You know what, Brother Bilal?
I do this shit for real. You know how we do this. We do this for real. Ain't no fucking plan.
Yeah.
No poison.
That's right. And a lot of it stems from being programmed. The truth is, so many people don't want to forgive, and they don't even know what that means. How are you holding on to something you don't even know what it is? Most people don't know how to forgive or even what forgiveness is. They think forgiveness means that I'm saying I agree to what happened to me. It means that it was okay for what happened to me. And that has nothing to do with forgiveness. Nothing.
My grandmother gave me when we were younger, like look in the mirror type ritual to break all programs.
See,
this is what we need.
Yeah.
You know, not so much of the ritual, but you got to get some type of practice and nothing like looking in that mirror.
That's right. And our ancestors would look in the water. They would sit outside when the moon was full to get the reflection in their soul. Many of you are feeling drawn inward at this time. Many of you.
Yes.
So that's such a powerful ritual, Brother Bilal. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in the home of voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Voodoo.
Yes.
Grandparents from Haiti.
That's right.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, so powerful.
Yeah. So we have to literally stop playing with ourselves.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons self-love is so low on the planet. Because we are not doing this reflection. It's so powerful, Brother Bilal.
That's why the mirror is so powerful. Yeah. That put a reflection.
What was this ritual? I know it was to look in the mirror, but if you can, tell us what the ritual was. That
the bathroom mirror. And say, Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. And she busts out laughing just like that. And then that's how the program was broke. You looking like a damn fool. I've been right ever since. Fuck Candyman.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Look. When I was a child, I prayed as a child. Spiritual maturity, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Shit. Try it tonight. Do it in front of your children while they laugh at your ass. Program broken. You know? You're not going to grow up unless you show up.
That's right. That's right.
That's off the top of my head. See, I'm going to have to start writing this shit down.
That's right. You're not going to grow up unless you show up.
That's right.
And you have to show up. You have to show up as you, though, because impersonators won't do.
Right.
You cannot heal behind an imitation of you. You remember
there's
that?
There's a powerful ritual to do to break all that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look in the mirror.
Yeah. But some I don't know, Brother Bilal.
Oh, no, I got the ritual for that. Candyman, candy. I'm sharing lessons learned.
Yeah, you have to show up as you.
Yes.
You have to show up as you.
You may not like what you see.
Yes. That's right. You may not like what you see at first.
Which is the perfect place to start.
That's right. You have to start there. I want to say thank you to Divine Equinox 13 for the Super Chat donation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nothing like an Equinox, huh? Mm-mm. Were you zapped out, Miss Blue? I know Miss Blue ain't going to the mirror. But we're going to move on because when we talk about lessons learned and... go ahead.
Oh, now. I don't know what happened. I was talking.
Okay. All right, I thought you went and did the ritual.
Oh,
but
no.
When we talk about lessons learned, when we're talking about bring something in completion and you're talking about finishing it, right? Remember, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish.
That's right.
But even when we ask ourselves, do it ever get to a point where I stop getting the lessons and lessons learned? God damn, when do this shit stop?
Hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
it stops.
It does.
It's called death. Long as you're breathing, you're going to be learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But remember this lesson we gave not too long ago. You earn. That's why earn is in learn. You
That's
earn
right.
what you are. You earn everything you get.
That's right.
You're earning. Whatever position you are in, you have earned that. You put
yes.
work in for that position you're in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But once the lights come on,
click.
See, because the great ball of fire over our heads, that's the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't get this shit, you get less sun, right? So it really is a less sun, right? But once the lights come on,
oh, yeah.
Once more light come in,
mm-hmm.
your mistakes, your challenges, your people you need to forgive, it start lessening. It slacks up some.
That's right.
Because you're gaining the wisdom of Ms. Blue, what you say with supreme wisdom,
That's
insight
right.
and intuition
yes.
on even knowing where to put that energy.
That's right. That's right.
So it's no longer lesson, right? It's more light. But it comes down to our last principle. It comes down to the principle, our self-invested workshop principle. It is
what
it
is. That's right. And once you can accept it is what it is, you
yep.
can move forward.
And that's spiritual maturity.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, it is
what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get those likes up. It is what it is. It is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not here to speak long. I know we're going to open up the lines in a minute, but I want to bring our attention to something about the energy of this day.
Oh,
because
yeah.
at the end of each and every day and at the closing of each and every night, you already know the truth.
That's right.
You already know the truth.
That's right.
At the end of each day, at the closing of every night, you already know the truth. So on this night, it's attributed to the father god of Egypt, which was Amun-Ra.
Amun-Ra.
The Lord of Fire, which is now called Aries.
Mm-hmm.
That zodiac Aries of fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Lord of what? War.
That's right. What is
that right?
Good for an action.
Isn't Aries
yes.
about war?
War and action, yes.
Aren't they at war right now?
Oh, yes.
You think this is a coincidence?
Absolutely not. No such thing.
The Egyptian god, Amun-Ra, the Lord of Fire, Aries. Even in the last show we talked about, Miss Blue, we talked about the secret. And just to understand that the secret was missing the E called secrete.
That's right.
Which is secretion.
That's right.
Now, Aries shows up tonight as the Secretary of Defense. That's an important role, huh?
That's right.
The Secretary of Defense. Isn't that something to do with war? Isn't that something to do with strategy and war? Secretary of Defense?
That's right. Secretary of Defense is over all of our forces.
Blue Room, what happened when you get 2 to 3 secretaries in one room? Do we go from singular to plural?
I think so.
What happened, Mrs.?
Oh. I'm sorry, y'all.
Well, you all want a night.
Oh, I done became too conscious, y'all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Bilal. We listening.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about the Secretary of Defense. Oh.
Okay, let me read the blue room. I got to read the blue room, but I can't read the blue room. So I'm only going to read the people who answered. So Brittany says an argument. That's what you get.
What's an argument?
When you get too many secretaries in the room.
No, but look, then do this first. Oh, but all that's right. Spell the word.
Yeah.
Secretaries. Spell it for him, Ms. Blue.
All right. I'm going to try. Here we go. S-E-C-R-E-T. A-R-I-E-S. We got...
Is that secretaries?
Is that secretaries? We got Aries. You get a set of Aries, Professor X.
Is that the secret of Aries? Is that secret Aries?
Secret
is
Aries.
Is Aries really the secret?
Huh. Ah, secret Aries.
Secret Aries.
Secret agent. Yeah.
Isn't Aries the god of war?
Yes.
Which war in reverse is the ram, which is Aries?
Yes.
In reverse?
Oh, yeah.
War and ram. Right? No, war and raw, excuse me. But ram in reverse go to Mars, which rules Aries. That's where that came from.
Yes.
But we're talking about the god of war.
So true.
So what all of this mean?
Hmm.
Why does the Egyptian godfather, which is the father god of fire, Aries, what all of this mean?
Hmm.
Look what it means. Build a fire. In fact, build you a ring of fire.
Aiden's ring. You know, that game just came out on PlayStation, and they say it's breaking records history, and pretty much one person in every family is playing it. Eden's ring or Aiden's ring.
Yeah, that's Thor's father.
Mm-hmm.
Thor and Loki. That's all. That's all that connection.
Yeah, yeah. I just know because my kids are playing. Yeah.
No, absolutely. But look what this fire is, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm.
See, fire is symbolic of something.
That's
fire
right.
is symbolic of your passion.
That's right. That's right.
Build you a ring of fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Build you a ring of passion.
That's right.
Because passion is the fire of the being.
That's right.
Once you build this ring of fire developed by your passion, then we want you to get dead in the middle of that circle.
Yes.
Get in the center of that ring of fire, which is passion.
That's right.
And as the dragon spits the fire, this is also symbolic of what the dragon represent, because you got to become the dragon if you go spit that fire.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to spit that fire, people will know you have entered the dragon.
Entered the dragon.
The only protection you have right now.
That's it. That's
no,
fact.
Let me say that again.
That's
the
fact.
Only protection you have right now is your passion.
Yes.
Because if you're not giving from what you're truly passionate about, you're not giving at all.
That's right. That's right.
And if you are not living from what you are passionate about,
you're
really not living.
At all.
It's like dancing with no beat. What the
hell?
No.
Uh-uh.
Your passion is your protection.
Absolutely.
Your passion is your protection.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you need. You need the passion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this night, all about celebration.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about joy, harmony, relaxation, more of a homecoming energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The inner harmony.
That's right.
No conflicts with others.
That's right. Your passion.
Time to celebrate. Yes, Ms. Blue, time to celebrate those you love, because
that's
the
right.
reward we have to become the awards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your passion will also give you compassion for yourself and others. Oh, yeah. Spiritual maturity, everybody. Lessons learned. You have to start giving congrats to others. Congratulating those who just brought a home. I want to congratulate you. You just brought a home. Congratulations. You just got a new car. Congratulations. You just started a new business. Congratulations. You just cleaned out that room. Congratulations. You just decided that today is that day that you are going to work out. Congratulations. This is the day that you decided that you were going to start cooking. Congratulations. You have decided that you are just going to relax and stop going to war with everyone and everything. Congratulations. You had some fun today. Congratulations. Congratulations. You finally took some time to take care of you. Congratulations. Congratulations. You finally decided to call your mother. congratulations. You decided to put that shit behind you. Congratulations. You decided to go to work with a better attitude. Oh my goodness. Congratulations. You decided that your children would come first and you would put you first, and together you guys would build a family. Congratulations. You finally decided to stop lying. Congratulations. You finally decided to share with your loved ones about what you are and what you're doing. Congratulations. You finally decided to ask for help. Congratulations. You finally decided to invest in you. Congratulations. You finally decided to speak up for yourself. And not only when you were angry. Congratulations. Congratulations. The lesson tonight, and I want you all to hear this, is to watch the company you keep and find something you have an interest for. And always remember, forgiveness is a commitment. It is the commitment to become whole. So, from Planet Remix, Brother Bilal and myself, we wish you congratulations.
Nice.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
and
indeed.
No protection you need. The protection you're looking for is in your passion. Your passion protects you. Your pure heart, your love protects you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Ooh. Yeah,
don't...
you go open the blind. We're gonna get it. If anybody need that ritual, I could do it again for them.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna go to the phone lines now, you guys. So 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, and if you want to speak to me or Brother Bilal, I should say, press 1. And here's the thing. Be ready, because we're going to jump around. Jump around. We're going to jump around. So let's go to the phone lines. All right. Congratulations. Let's go to 7652. 7652, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. And hi, family. This is China. I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay. Greetings to you, China.
Must be a low vibe out there in Indiana. How do you sound like this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be quiet. The house is kind of asleep.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That makes more sense.
Okay. The house is asleep.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
We don't want to wake the house up.
No. What, you laying in the bed right there?
No.
Right? Oh, yeah. Just get up and go.
My baby's arm in the front room.
Oh, gotcha. We love the baby.
We do.
Yeah.
We love them sleeping, too.
Oh, yeah. But that's your interest rate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the price of sex. So what's going on tonight?
How are you guys?
Real good. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, baby. Real good. Traffic jam, shootouts, catching bees, bands.
Oh, beautiful. My goodness.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah, and where are you calling from, China?
Indiana.
I'm going back to Indiana. All right. Mm-hmm. What's good for you?
I just want to say I'm enjoying the show. And I've been itching to talk to you for a couple weeks now. I'm so excited to be the first caller in and chat with you guys.
Good thing.
So, huh?
No, that's a good sign. You're the first person getting on.
But I knew it, too, though. I start clearing my mouth and everything, getting ready, like Miss Blue said, getting ready to talk.
I love it. You know your magic. Know your magic.
I must have found you a back scratcher. I mean, Sam, we got to watch our work. You know, she's been itching. So
yeah, she did say she was scratching. But,
That takes you back to the one, our workshop. Paying attention to our words and everything. I need to run that back. But I was just calling to get an energy check. Like a scan. Like I said, it's been a while since I've chatted with you guys, so it's always good for me to just keep in touch with you guys and see how I'm doing energetically.
Okay.
So you just want to know how you're doing energetically?
Should I rephrase again?
No, I can hardly hear you, so I want to make sure that I heard everything that you said.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me better now?
I can. I don't want you to wake the babies up. I just wanted you to repeat it. Yeah.
But yes, that's what I needed, just to do a little energy scan, an aura scan. Check me out.
What are you already picking up? I mean, you must feel something is going on. What's going on?
I just have a lot on my plate, and I have for a while.
Well, you are China. Ain't that crazy? It's China. You got a lot on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what China is.
Well,
literally, huh?
I'll definitely tell you this. There, you do have a leak, a few leaks in your heart chakra. Even though you're taking energy in all of your energy centers, which looks really, really good, but you have a leak in your heart chakra in the front and in the back. And this is all about what we're talking about tonight, love, forgiveness, all of this. And I even see there, you know, you've been going through some major conflicts and even having arguments with people.
Is it safe to say, because China just said she have a lot on her plate.
Mm-hmm.
But is it safe to say it's a lot on China?
It's a lot on China.
She is the plate.
Yeah, you're the plate,
That's
China.
What it sounds like. How many people is she carrying, Ms. Blue?
Quite a few. Probably about 6 or 7.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So the major challenge here, China, is that first of all, I want you to do this for yourself. Make a commitment to stay present. You are too far in the future, and you're trying to live your life with the hope of the future. And I want you to really find things in your day-to-day to be grateful for and to have gratitude for. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about not taking our lives for granted.
Yeah.
And I will say this to you. Don't take your love for granted. And don't give your love to people who are incapable of giving it back to you. because this is where I see the biggest challenge that's happening for you right now. You're wanting this love, and you deserve it, every bit of it. But you are not going to be able to get it until you can give it to China. This is an internal war that's happening. But somehow you feel that these other people, these places, and these things are responsible for you not loving you. And that's simply not the truth. You have got to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You really need spiritual maturity. And let me tell you why. Because you have so much in you that needs to come out. You can't even reach that level of your creativity and your intellect and your maturity as a woman to be able to do the things that your mind and your heart that you're so passionate about. And you're chasing behind people who cannot, they are incapable of loving themselves. They will never love you. Get into your passion, those dreams that you have, that notebook that you've slung in the closet. Pick it up.
Ooh, picked it up this morning. Did it this morning. This rising,
there you say. And start planning your life for yourself and your children.
Oh, my God. What the heck? Okay.
Yeah. Get into your passion. Get into your passion. That is your protection. That is your protection for all of these. Brother Bilal, cover your ears. For all of these fuckboys out here. Leave them alone and focus on you. And a real man will enter your life once you embrace you and your spiritual maturity and love you. Get into your passion. There is so much there for you. So much is there for you. And it will eliminate all of these things that are on your plate.
And what you gonna say, Miss Blue, about the fuck boy? Now you know.
I had to say it as it is.
Yeah, real tough.
Had to say it as it is. So yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to really focus on that. Yeah. The blue room is off the chain.
That's what you get for getting a gentleman. Find your thug with some love.
No, you don't want that either.
Okay.
You don't want that either. You don't know who they loving or thugging.
Wait to this next man workshop. I'm talking the real thug. Thugs with hugs. I have a soldier for you.
No. You don't want that.
You don't want that. Huh?
China, you don't want that.
Yeah. They probably break the plate. I think you got a crack in it.
Oh,
that's all we love, China. All we
yeah,
love.
It is. We're just making you, giving you some laughter here, and that's what you need. So I want you to start planning your day, really planning out the children's day, and finding time in there to get into your passion. And make sure that when you're going to sleep, you visualize yourself.
Wow.
Loving and sending love to you and your family. Put a gate on your heart. Open it up. And constantly, you need to be talking and upgrading your self-talk in the mirror, saying, I love you. I love you.
Yep.
I love you. I love you. It's time for you to focus on you.
What happened with the guy who could jump that gate, though? You told her to put a gate on her heart. Whatever,
brother,
I would pick the lock.
Brother Bilal.
And jump that gate.
No, he can't jump this gate. This gate got electric in it. He can't come near this atmosphere. When you build that atmosphere of self-love.
It's too late for her to be a nun, Miss Blue. Let's get some real talk here now. If he locked the gate up, ain't nobody getting
in. I'm not telling her to lock it. All she's doing is closing it. She's under renovation. That's it. So she can elevate and get that spiritual maturity, because you got a lot of lessons at a young age you have learned. You don't want to repeat the same lesson. I promise you.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
And if you do, we'll be right here next year for you, baby. Talk to you later, China.
All right, China.
Love the baby. Kiss the baby.
Yeah, kiss the babies for us. Peace and love, China. Hold the line.
Peace and love. Thank you.
She's going to be good.
Yeah, she's going to be really good. Yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 7065. 7065, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Kania, and I'm in Kentucky. How are you?
I'm good. Why is everybody coming in so long? What's your name?
It's Kania.
Kania, beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh, I'm nervous. It's my first time calling. Oh, my gosh. Well, getting through. I've called before, but my first time getting through. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me breathe.
Okay. Take it. That's all right. Exhale first. It's better for you. But welcome on in. We are glad
thank
that you got
so
through
much.
And you're a first-time caller. So, oh, wow. We love it. Yes.
I don't even know where to start. Oh, my gosh. I just want to get I just want to be right now. I just want to be vulnerable, and I have some ideas that I want to see.
Like
say that
vulnerable
again.
As you can. Be vulnerable as you can. That's how we like it. But look, you don't learn unless you open all the way up.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we got listening on the show right now.
We sure do.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not. It's just like I'm really just – I feel like an airhead right now. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know where to start. So I just want to be still right now. So whatever you can read from me at this moment and
or
just the honest – like
the most recent breakup. Of the most recent get-together you have.
Oh, that happened in 1 week. That happened this weekend. Oh, my God. Within the span of the weekend. It was just me overthinking. And it's funny because I caught your last show, Miss Blue, and you was like, you know, get out your head and your heart. And that's what the both places I was in. And it caused me to be in this overwhelming state and just questioning and doubting, you know, my relationship, myself. It's just a whole bunch of doubt. And it's all just infernal. So I was like, just trying to get out that space, you know,
fire.
not being fire, my being Aries and burning things down, you know. But,
Well, do this for us. Do this for us. The first thing I want you to do. Is I want you to just kind of relax for a second, and I want you to think about the question you really want to ask that's on your heart. Don't go in your heart. Don't go in your mind, but ask, what is it that you really want to know? Because a big part of your challenge, Kania, is that you have a hard time taking responsibility for you. So I want this to be your first step of standing up for yourself and asking what's really on your heart.
And that's funny you say that, because I actually think I do. I think I do like a lot of, you know, self-reflection and, you know, just coming to conclusions of my past and accepting the decisions I've made. But that's still a place I tend to go to.
Yeah, you do go there, but you don't do much about it. So you have to do it again and again and again.
And it's, oh, my God, it's like Groundhog's Day for me. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm just.
Oh, we're going to break that cycle for you tonight. In a few minutes.
And I've done the shadow work, and I constantly think I'm doing the shadow work, but it's like I'm regurgitating
what
the
is
same
shadow work?
Thing.
What
just
is shadow
really
work?
Going in that deep space, and just to me, the shadow work is just breaking down and going in that space to myself, and you know what some will say a prayer closet, or just going in that deep place where I know I don't want to go, but I know I need to go there,
right.
So I don't keep repeating
it. And look at the result of it.
Yeah.
The shadow brought you fuckboy.
Brother Bilal.
Oh, wow.
Now you say, oh, you're worried, Ms. Blue.
Wow.
Yeah. See, because look, while you in the shadow, there's other things going on out in the light.
That's right. The world doesn't stop.
Ask the question from your heart.
Yeah, the world doesn't stop because you're doing shadow work. So,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
nothing wrong with shadow work. We
nothing
truly
wrong.
Understand it.
Even though I have a certain energy with it, but that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
I'm just here for the advice. It's the reason why I got through tonight, and I was like, please,
listen,
I hope I
listen.
Get through. I didn't get through last night.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just sit quietly and think about the question you want to ask us. You're not going to get out of this. Like, we're not going to answer a question without you asking. Because mm-hmm. I know, we know, your challenge is not taking responsibility for you. And tonight, you're going to take it. And by the way, we don't give advice.
Right.
Because I don't do fuck boys.
But I don't think it's a, I mean, I don't think he was a fuck. I think it was me being more like the destruction.
Listen, don't get
I'm
caught
listening.
On the words. Think about your question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind us.
How do I break the cycle? That's the question. How do I break this cycle? How do I just break the cycle? Living in the past and not healing from it fully, like saying, okay, well, I'm this way because my dad, my relationship with my father, or this and that, you know. Uh-huh. It's like I can acknowledge those places, but it's still like using those people as scapegoats. And it's
so I'm gonna give you the long answer, then we'll go into the
okay.
short. The long answer is this is the workshop we have coming up.
Okay.
If you're interested and you're ready to really do the work, you can send an email. It's Heart and Soul workshop that we have coming up in March. You can email questionforblue@gmail.com. That's the long answer. Mm-hmm. And you can find all of our details. If you got here, you can find that because it's in the show notes.
Okay.
And then,
well, I did order your Jupiter box about three years ago.
Yeah.
So I still have it. I'm looking at it right now in my room. But I'm all over the place, Ms. Blue.
Yes, you are. So do this. That's okay because I'm working on your energy as we speak. Give us your birth date.
It's in May 11th.
And not only do you not stand up for you kind of different. Let me get your year to your whole birth date.
Okay,
what do you mean different?
1979.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't like telling the truth.
Relationship.
You don't like telling. You don't like telling.
Be honest. What happened? What happened in the relationship? What the breakup was about?
Just me. It's long distance, and at first I thought I was fine with it, and I just started. And it's been over 2 years now, and he's really nice and everything, a very caring guy. But I think in a lot of ways, it's long distance.
What's long distance?
Oh, he's in Georgia.
A state away?
And you're in where?
I'm in Kentucky.
That's long distance?
Kentucky.
I mean, he comes out of, in the terms of what a relationship would, quote unquote, be normal, you know, with being in the same state. That to me is like long distance.
Oh, you didn't know he was long distance?
No, I did. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just really giving. I talk a lot, and I feel like I'm really being TMI right now. Oh my gosh.
This is where you need to talk right now.
Yeah.
We're trying to give you the solution.
And then you call them nice. So you don't even like them. Because nobody talks about a man they feel in and say, he nice.
You know why I say that? Because it was points where I was just trying to find an excuse to leave. And it's like, I have this thing where I put up a wall just to protect myself for whatever reason. And I push people away, you know. And I always start saying, you know, it comes back to, I guess I can see you saying me not standing up for myself and, you know, being honest.
And you don't, and you're not honest.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell the truth. The truth is you're just not that into him. And that happened after y'all first engagement. It wasn't what you thought. You should have been honest to him.
Yeah.
You should have been honest and told him the truth. Because if you're going through this much anguish, imagine what you're putting him through.
Yeah.
It's not fair to do to anyone. And if you're not into that person, I'm not saying be mean or, you know, hurt his feelings or make him feel inadequate, but you should at least be woman enough to give closure to the situation. That's the loving thing to do, the caring thing to do. That's spiritual maturity.
Mm-hmm.
That you can say, hey, look, you know, I would love for us to still be friends, but this just isn't going to work for me.
I hate that he have to find out from the remix. That's not a bad thing about figuring all this shit out right.
Brother Bilal.
It's really bothering my gut. It's been bothering my gut this weekend.
Yeah. That's the shit that starts to hurt you on a for real side.
Absolutely. Because you got him in limbo with no answer. But the truth is you're just not being honest and telling the truth.
No, he in Atlanta. He's not in limbo.
Yeah, he in limbo because he knows the truth. He's waiting on
you. Yeah, he in limbo. He don't want to deal with the truth. Everybody dealing with their own little thing there.
Well, he's not on the phone with Brother Bilal. She is.
Mm-hmm, but she got the gate.
And I didn't call to make it about him, to be honest, or this relationship. I was just trying
it
to
It is
stop,
about him.
Stop,
this
stop
this
these
most
patterns.
Thing. It's dipping your energy down, but
yeah,
you keep on doing it. Long distance, short distance, round the corner, right next door.
Yeah.
Remember, state of state means state of mind. It ain't nothing to do with no goddamn state.
Mm-hmm.
You got me wrong. That's serious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
The whole honesty piece. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I swear I was an honest person. I think, I'm honest. You know,
well,
I'm
now
you're face-to-face
with the truth, and that's just not
the
truth.
No.
And it's okay. But here's the thing that we're telling you. It's okay. Because you're doing that reflection now. And you realize this isn't the way you want it to go down. You know?
No.
No. Nobody deserves that.
No.
And I promise you, the person who's going to be most impacted is you.
Yeah.
It sounds like it already is happening.
That's why I feel like I'm more scared of, because it's like I keep doing the same
thing. What you
must get up. With relationships especially, and I keep relegating it to my father. My father's like, I can't keep using that excuse. I got to accept the
responsibility. Your dad may have been the start of it, but at some point you have to take, what was the first thing I told you? You don't want to take responsibility.
It's responsibility.
Yeah. So you have to be responsible. Everyone is responsible for their energy, their own energy. They're responsible for joy, their own joy, and they're responsible for their health. We are all responsible for ourselves. And you don't have a healthy sense of your self-love. And this is why you're doing it. And this is where your work should be. And really learning how to fall madly in love with you. I promise you, if you can get to this workshop, don't walk, but run, you need to be there to at least give yourself a chance to submit to say you're ready to do this work. If you are.
It is a process.
Yes, it's a process.
If you may not get a yes, so even if you get a no, can't come, you still need to do the work on yourself.
That's right. You have...
Because everybody's not ready. Let's be honest about this.
Yes.
The information we're going to drop, everybody don't even need it. We don't even want to mess your mental computer up with this shit, like for real. I really look in the mirror and say Candyman 10 times.
Yeah.
There you go. That shit goes really good. You can take a bullshit.
I've done that.
You and this is how the world has seen you. Scared of nothing but the reflection in the mirror.
That's right.
That's what most people are scared of, the reflection that talks back.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to, you know what, it came to me. I wanted
call that,
to
call that brother and apologize to him.
Yeah, call him up and.
Call him and apologize to him.
And tell him. Tell him the truth so you can move on and really be about the business of taking care of yourself.
Well, first business, she got to get in another relationship and get the karma from this relationship, get that over with, and then you're going
to
have
But I have to clarify, it's not even the fact of the matter. We get along. It was love, quote-unquote, love at first sight. But as we build, and I feel like I started judging. It was only because I was judging.
Hold on. I thought you said it was long distance. Where y'all had first sight at?
We met through mutual. We met through mutual friends. So
y'all met
it was
in person. Y'all didn't meet in long distance.
Oh no. We never met. We met face to started. It was
that
way.
Say,
yeah.
No,
it's
love
not an online chat. We met in person. We have mutual friends.
Not just a television show, love at first sight.
No. We've met, and it's the thing is it started getting to the point where I was just going so more into being self-judgmental that I started putting on the people around me, my loved ones, and it in effect to him. And when I say a nice person, I'm saying the fact of the matter that he gets the fact that I have a lot of stuff I need to work through, but he's so patient and want to keep being there. Like, you know, I understand and I love you and all this other stuff. And it kind of scares me. Because I have a father that said the same, you know, told me
Listen to me good. You ready?
Yes.
You don't even love you.
Yeah.
And I don't say that. I say that to bring you to reality. Don't love you. So it's great that he's telling you he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want you to ask yourself this question. What is he loving? Do you even know?
That's the question, Ms. Blue. And that's why I get upset because I'm like, oh, you're not being, you know, it's like I'm trying to find fault and it's like
it's
picking
not a
and I'm picking.
For him. Listen, this is not a challenge for him. The challenge is you.
Yeah.
This is no slight on what he says he loves. What do you love? about you. And that little girl story you've been telling yourself about pushing people away because your daddy hurt you, you've been over that.
Yeah, okay.
You've been over that. Now you doing what your daddy did to other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, take the first step.
Oof.
And say, I love myself. Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm just taking it in because
I couldn't hear
you. I get what you're saying. I love myself. I do.
Yeah.
So you can't say I love myself?
No, I do. I believe I do, but I think at the same time I'm hurting myself. It's like,
right now.
And I do love myself, and I said that recently. I said that this weekend, as a matter of fact, and I was just saying all the things that I believe I am. I'm like, oh, I'm artistic, I'm loving,
It's not a mental experiment. Loving yourself is not a mental experiment.
So what is it?
It shows up in the way you speak, the things you do, how you communicate the people in your life, and your actions towards yourself. Loving yourself starts with the foundation of how you talk to yourself, and you don't have a good self-talk with you. That's the foundation of loving yourself. How do you speak to yourself when no one else is around and you're talking to you? That is your foundation for self-love. If you're not constantly saying, oh, I love you, you are the most loving, beautiful person on the planet, and oh gosh, you are, you know, you're growing so much, you're not having those conversations with yourself. You're talking about how you keep making the same mistake and how your father and you're still having daddy issues, and this is your self-talk. That's how I know you don't have a healthy sense of self-love. It's not a mental experiment. It's for real, because your life will change. People will feel it. They will see it, and they won't challenge it, because they know it's real.
That's where I've been doing the work, and it's like, I feel like I'm back at, you know.
Well, here's the thing. You have been really doing the work, and there you go again with this negative self-talk to yourself. But I want you to know that you can start today. Right now, you started. And you can commit to loving yourself and commit to being in contact with your passion. And I know you're crying now, but the thing that I want to say to you with love is get out of your heart and your mind. Because why are you crying? This is a celebration for you.
Much as I thought I was facing the reality of where I've come, how far I've come, I know it's going to be a challenge. It's not, it doesn't happen overnight.
Listen to the words you're saying. It's not going to be a challenge. Yeah. How could loving you be a challenge? Ask yourself that question. How could loving you be a challenge when you done loved everybody else with no questions asked? You can't be a challenge. Not with the love that you put out. How could you be a challenge? Tell me what you're feeling.
Like, I just feel, like, tense. My body just feels, like, really tense. And I'm...
Just breathe. And I want you to get out of your heart. And just breathe.
I don't know where, but I just feel like I keep getting out of that space and not feeling like I'm not good enough, and then put on this facade, you know, make sure the exterior, and I know that has the interior is most important.
That's
what
we all have
worked.
Done that, but listen, you are not alone. We all have done that. This is a part of learning. We all have been where you are, and I'm telling you, you can make it through this. Committed to it. And you have to be committed to being your best friend, your own best friend, you. You got to be your own hype girl, for real.
Yeah.
Not for play, for real.
Yeah.
And it's time to grow up.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a hug and I'm showing you love, but I promise you, stay out of your heart. You're already loving. You're already compassionate. You're all of these things. Stay out of your mind. Stop listening to your mind. Hang out in your elbows and ask the question from there. Mm-hmm. Really? Seriously? Okay. Because your mind will play tricks on you. The ghetto boys taught us that. Your mind will constantly play tricks on you. And your heart, if you stay in the way of your heart, you will block what it's really telling you. Move out of your own way. And trust what you're getting. Trust what your intuition is telling you. Trust what your higher self is telling you.
Yeah.
You can do this. And I know everybody else in your life just kind of fed you some candy and some nice words. And I'm telling you, here, we're going to give it to you with love, but we're going to give it to you raw and give it to you real. Because what is at stake? It's too much at stake. It is something so precious that no one in this world can replace, and that is you. There's no one on this planet who can replace you. So I will never bullshit you. And I'm not going to tell you just what you want to hear. I'm going to give you what you need.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And you can do this.
I've been praying for like a spiritual team for so long because you said something about that I'm different or something.
Yeah, you are different. No, this song just keeps playing. I'm sorry.
What, 2 Chainz?
Yeah.
And it's with that, it's like I suppress that just to go with the flow and be, you know, and I think that smothered myself. I was mad at myself because I'm like, Kania, you are unique, and just embrace that. Try to fit in, and what the fuck is fitting in? What is that? You know, it takes away, and I'm suppressing.
Where are we fitting? You know,
yeah.
With a bunch of misfits, it'll never work.
Yeah.
Never work. But do this for me. Do this for me. I want you to tell me what you're passionate about. And Brother Bilal, did you see anything in her chart?
Stop lying.
Well, we said that. You ain't lying.
Keep popping up in her chart.
Now I'm coming up as a liar. Oh, Lord.
No,
but
you know another thing, I'm going to tell you, stop running. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Stop running. Because you have to think about this. The more you talk, the more we get into the core of what's going on. And soon as it starts getting real close to the core, you break out crying. And then when we move away from it, you stop crying.
Wow. Y'all reading me.
And when we get real close, you break down crying.
Wow.
You're right. No. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it feels for me feel sorry for me mechanism, but Miss Blue still gave it to the medicine you needed. It worked on your boy in Atlanta, but that shit don't work here.
No, and I don't use it. It's not a my I go through ebbs and flows. I'm so much in my head that I'm going to this place where I can bring me to a place where I'm just so overwhelmed and I start crying. And it's not a sadness. It's just like,
well, we know some of it is a little bit of high drama. We know. But I'm telling you, stay out of your head. When that happens, I want you to exhale and drop down to your elbows.
Okay.
And just relax. There, get out of your heart, get out of your head, and
drop down and get an ego on what got in this situation. Drop down. Don't drop down and get your ego.
Well, I love dancing, so that's one of my things I do love to do.
Yeah, we got to
So I can do that.
You're rough. You're stick with the stop line.
Oh God! But I get, and I don't even take offense to that because I understand the point of what you're saying by lying. You know, I get that, and it comes back to taking responsibility.
Yeah, I told you that in the beginning. You don't tell the truth. Yeah. Brother Bilal just called it like that.
Right. Okay. But I did want to ask my spirit guides. I want to see how many spirit guides I have around me.
You have 9 spirit guides.
Okay.
Total 9 spirit guides that are with you. Interesting enough, out of the 9 spirit guides, 4 of them are men and 5 are women. I hear you talk about your daddy issues, but you and your mama ain't too close either now.
Oh my God, get out of here! I think it's more I sided with my mom, but it was more of a resentment. No, I'm not because I this is what the Bilal. Oh my God.
Yeah,
you're playing me for real. No, I just say that I understand that when you say that because it was mother issues, but I sided with her because what am I going to do? Not like both of my parents to disagree, you know.
Oh, I have seen it.
We've seen it all now, and I hear what you're saying. So your mother got off. You stopped messing with your mom about assault. So you ain't really mature with that relationship.
No,
you just decided,
but that's something I resolved. I could recognize that. And my mom, we're close. I can talk to her about just about anything, if anything. And the same with my father. I had to resolve that because I had to understand they were going through what they had to go through on their journey while having children. And I may not have agreed with it, but I understand.
It's a difference between, we never said you didn't love your mama. This is not about not loving her or her not loving you. But you kind of let the word out, but you didn't kind of stay there. But you have a lot of resentment towards her.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about the woman who's coming forward. Because this, I'm going to tell you about your spirit guides. And I want you to keep moving forward because you are still very young. And these are lesson learned. And the show is about spiritual maturity.
Yeah.
So you're on the right path because you're here. So the person coming forward is a woman. And this woman is 13 years old. And she was a young girl, and she lived in Africa. And her father used to work in the diamond mines. And every day she would wait for her father to come home, and no matter how tired he was, he would sit down, and he would tell her the story about work. And she always was curious about the diamonds. And he would tell her those stories. So number one, before her father passed away, he gave her a diamond. And she held on to that diamond and discovered so many precious stories about the diamond. And she realized that her fascination with diamonds was about the clarity, the crystal clarity of a diamond. The diamond also symbolizes purity, of being pure. And she held that and kept that as a reminder to help her achieve clarity in her life, in which way to go and what direction to do. She later ended up with an uncle and an aunt who stayed in the UK for her to get a better education, because that's where her father was sending her, working to get the money to send her and her brother so that they could get a better education. And all she could take with her was that diamond. So I want you to work with her and get you a Herkimer diamond crystal, because this is going to help you with clarity. It's going to help you tap into that heart energy of a pure being so you can see yourself for who you really are. And that's what she's here to help you with, this completion and commitment of your self-love.
Yeah.
So you have spirit guides. There you go.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal. I appreciate this, and I'm not going to cry.
You're welcome.
Stop lying.
Stop lying. And we'll send you an invoice, because we've been on here for a long time with you.
I know, and I appreciate it. And it's 111, too, so I have 111 right now at the time, so I appreciate
it so much.
I'm working my Herkimer diamond.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, peace and love to you. And nice to meet you. Yes. And let us know how you're doing. Hold the line. Ooh, that was a good one. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual maturity lessons learned. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. And maybe this caller thought they were next. Maybe everybody from this state woke up, because it's a whole bunch of y'all on the line. So I'm going to call it like I see it, 70650, because there's so many of you. Greetings.
Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, and my name is Talithia.
What's your name, sweetie?
It's Talithia.
Talithia. I got to phonetically spell that. Talithia. Woo.
Yes.
All right. With the what?
Oh, you said Talithia. You said it correct.
Oh, did I? Talithia.
Mm-hmm.
I love
yes.
that name.
Thank you.
And what does it mean?
And this is my first time calling.
Oh, this is your first time calling? Oh, we love
first
time calling.
Yeah, but I've been listening for the last 2 years.
Wow. It's a special night, huh?
Yes.
Do this for me. Do this for me, since this is your first time calling in. First of all, when is your birthday? Let me get your birthday.
Okay. My birthday is June 2nd, 1979.
Do you know the last caller?
No, but it was interesting. No,
y'all,
I don't know.
I was like,
oh, wow.
Okay. All right. And so thank you so much. And thank you for being a part of Planet Remix. And how can we assist you?
I don't know. I'm just happy to be here and part of the show family.
I know that's right. She said, I'm just happy to be here. Well, we are happy to definitely have you here. If you just want to come on and say hi, that is certainly fine. We celebrate you as well. But if you have a question, you can ask that as well. So it's up to you. You've been listening for 2 years. What made you call in tonight?
Wow. Well, just actually, I'm still on the spiritual journey, so I'm always tuning in on Fridays and Sundays. So
okay.
I just called because I really wanted to know. I had one question in particular, though. I had wanted to know more about my spirit guide and how many do I have.
Okay. I think we can do that for you. Mm-hmm.
Where are you right now in your spiritual journey?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Wait, hold on now. You had a rest stop? Well, I mean, what you did? Yeah. Or you never got in the car?
I mean, it did because it's a lot of things that
it was a landmark. Just tell us where you are. Would you pass a McDonald's or where are you with your spiritual journey?
No, I'm past McDonald's for sure.
Brother Galau.
Give us a location. You're trying to, metaphorically speaking.
Oh my goodness.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? If you could say where you are, where would that be?
Whoa. I mean, I'm learning every day, and I'm also still receiving different people.
You learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes.
You learn something new every day.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
What did you learn today?
Today I learned how to. Well, I'm still forgiving a lot of people, and they're forgiving me as well.
No, not what you did today. What did you learn today?
So a lot that I learned today. More than one thing.
We just wanted one.
Other than all I read.
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, Brother Bilal?
No, I said, what did you learn? Just give us one thing.
I learned every day. I just learned how to be patient.
Look what you're going to start doing. You're going to stop saying you're on a spiritual journey if you don't know where you are. And then you have to become conscious of what you're learning. Don't just agree just to be agreeing.
Right.
You agreed on we learn something new every day, and you haven't named one thing yet. Because me and Ms. Blue are learning that your soul group, your generation, do a lot of lying. The same 1979 from last call. And look, you know what you need to start doing? Say, I don't know. You didn't come on here to be right.
Yeah.
And then look, that's nothing against you, because if you've been listening to us for 2 years and still don't know where you are, well, that's something to do with us, not you.
Not you.
Well, Ms. Blue be on more than me.
Oh.
75-25. Nothing to do with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to get you a journal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be on a journey without a journal.
You can.
Don't forget that.
Don't forget it.
Keep something to write with.
That's right. To take notes.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to tell you. They said y'all silly.
No, really.
Y'all see him throw me under the car, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, not the bus. So, all right, go ahead. Tell us about your love life. But that's a love call. What you got?
A love life?
Well, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your zodiac chart.
I
you want to tell about the start or the end? Huh?
I don't know. I'm just doing me right now. I'm just relaxing. I'm just chilling.
Stop talking so big like that. What that mean?
She said I'm relaxing.
What doing me? What that mean? I'm just doing me. What that mean?
I'm really finding myself before I even allow someone else to come into my life at this point.
And when was the breakup?
No, it wasn't. I keep attracting the same type of people, and I just don't want to be.
We know.
Because you're the same type of person.
That's right.
Look how this works. Watch this rocket science. Watch how simple this shit is. The very second you change, the people you attract.
That's right.
When you grow, your company grows.
Your company grows.
The company you keep, now this is a powerful thing. You got to understand the laws of the universe, because everyone on the outside is a reflection of the inside.
Yeah.
There's no escaping it.
None.
We only attract ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
So when you put it in your mind, you say, I'm doing me, watch this. You are likely to attract somebody who's doing them.
That's right. That's right.
And then you can't get married and say, why you doing you? So you see, I heard you say, I'm doing me.
That's right.
That's a fair exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go come back on here next month and say, I keep meeting the same people. I'm a fucking do me. Now, we not getting ready to get on the hamster wheel with you.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all.
Well, give you what's real. So what type of people are you attracting? What you keep attracting?
Mm-hmm.
Manipulators. Liars.
Manipulating liars?
Oof.
Yes.
Well, Talitha. Talitha?
Yes, I'm here.
So, you do know that you got to stop lying and you've got to stop manipulating. And you may not be doing it. See, the funny thing about that, it doesn't show up in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, where you're doing your manipulating and lying may not be the same place that you receive it back.
Mm-hmm.
See, it never really shows up in the same way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to find that inside of you. Where are you manipulating and where are you lying? And even if, are you ready for this? This is going to be a code red shocker. Even if you're manipulating and lying to yourself, ain't mm-hmm. that some shit?
Right.
Even if you're only manipulating and lying to yourself, you will attract people to do it to you. Because most people say, I don't do that. I don't lie to people. I don't manipulate them. You don't. But you do it to you. You do it to you. So this... No. This is how this works. And I want you to get this because I'm looking ahead and I see a bush. And I see a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, by the time you get to that bush and that brother, that you know how to recognize where you at. Mm-hmm. Because I keep hearing this beep. You hear that beep sound, Talitha?
Yes.
And that beep sound tells me that there is something going on happening right in front of your face, and you are not aware. You are not paying attention to the signs and the symbols that are coming in your life. And this is the calm. Talk about relaxing. This is the calm before the damn storm.
Okay.
Gotta fix that beep. And when you fix that beep, because our houses talk to us, they send us messages. And that beep there was used during World War II to literally drive prisoners of war insane. It was to drive them crazy. I bet you have gotten to the place you don't even hear the beep. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 18 spirit guides.
18? Oh, wow.
18 spirit guides. You have 18 spirit guides. And I'm not going to give you the breakdown because we don't have enough time to go into daddy issues, mama issues. That's a lot. That's a lot tonight. So we're not going to talk about that. But what I do want to tell you is the spirit guide that's stepping forward is a gentleman. And believe it or not, he stayed doing what he loved and what he was passionate about until he was 89 years old. Guess what kind of work he did? You probably could never guess, but go ahead, take a stab. Guess what he did.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You can guess. You can guess.
A farming?
Nah, he didn't do farming, but that's a really good guess there. He actually used to work for the company that was what we know now as Canon. You know, the camera company? And he used to build lenses.
This is what I was getting ready to say earlier. This is a eyes job.
Powerful.
By insight.
Yep. He used to build lenses.
But let me look, this, I only want to inject this one thing.
Go ahead.
You're easily influenced, and you're doing it with your eyes. Everything glitter is not gold. That's all I have to add.
Yeah. So he used to build lenses, and with these lenses he would build, he really, really had a passion and a love for it. In fact, even invented some of the most popular lenses that we have today. And the ones he specialized in were filters. Do you know what a filter do? I'm not talking about filters like on our phone. Not that. I'm talking about a lens filter. So when you go outside and if the sun is shining too bright, it will filter the light. So you can actually focus on what you're looking at. So the filter could help you sort of move things that out of the way so you can see clear and focus. And he made the lenses so that if you're at a baseball game and you're sitting way, way in the back, that you could zoom in and look at the fine details far away from where you are, and see it as clear as if it was standing in front of you. So this spirit guide is here to really help you with that. Number one, for you to be able to have the courage to stand up for yourself, to speak for yourself, and to not move too quickly, like Brother Bilal was saying. Not be so easily influenced or so quick to say yes or so quick to say you agree or so quick to enter into a commitment? And the other thing, so that you can get into research, to help you research, you have to build a foundation on researching. And so all of these things, he studied the eyes, not just human eyes. He would study the eyes of a hawk, because a hawk could literally be in the air and see things all the way down to the ground. And did you know he studied the sight of a bumblebee? A bee can literally be almost 36,000 feet in the air and know where a flower is. So he studied many different animals and insects so he could get a clear understanding of vision. When he was building these lens. And his lesson here is for you to focus your attention. And you must take time to invest and research and focus your direction in life. There's a song by Donna Summers, and I know you're too young, or Donna Ross, and she sung it during this movie called Mahogany. And when I was a little girl, the movie came out, so I didn't really understand the components of about all of this love and relationships in the movie. But I love the song. And this song, since you came on the line, has been playing in the back of my mind. Your spirit guides are giving me this song. And the song is, do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? I can't really
sing. Diana Ross from Mahogany.
Yeah, from Mahogany. I want you to watch that movie, and I want you to listen to that song. Because you don't have a direction of where you're going in life. Go ahead.
She's waiting on Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
That's what I see in your chart. You're waiting on love. Yeah, it's just a love. You got a love thing going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to watch that. That's a love story.
Watch the story. But the message I want you to take away is to focus on you. Go ahead. You were going to say?
Oh, I will. I was just processing what you were telling me about the movie Mahogany. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah. And your 18 spirit guides. And take notes.
Okay.
Take notes. Because you need to know what direction you're headed to in life. Focus on you.
Okay.
One more song. Her. She did the remake of Focus on Me. You need to learn how to focus on you. And that's what I got for you. And you got 18 spirit guides.
That's a lot.
Okay.
And find out where you are on your spiritual journey, please.
Yes.
Okay.
It's dangerous at that rest stop you're at.
Yeah. And remember, I see a bush. And I see a brother.
Wow.
Make sure you don't.
Oh, are you talking about an Afro bush or are you talking about a tree?
I'm talking about a plant, a bush.
Okay.
A bush and a brother. And them two don't go together well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And we're so glad this is your first time calling in. So thank you so much. Welcome
thank
to Planet
you.
And
You're
yeah,
welcome.
We look forward to you giving us an update. So yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Please.
I will. Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Spiritual maturity, the lessons learned, definitely the lessons learned. And you know, great lessons, great lessons learned tonight.
Absolutely.
And definitely we want to thank all of you for tuning in. Make sure you guys download, and do us a favor. Maybe your top three takeaways, you can leave it in the comments. I'm going to spend some time later in the week going back through all the shows, all the recent shows. And commenting, we'll go back through and we'll take a look and leave some feedback and some comments for you guys as well. And Brother Bilal, some closing words for us.
Just have a great week. You know, just stay clear. More than anything, find your interest, find your passion, especially at a time like now when so many people looking for what they're craving to do. But remember, your protection is only through your passion.
That's
no
right.
doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be as passionate as these aliens I'm watching dancing on here. And I mean, it's good.
Right.
Just have a great week.
Yes, everyone. So definitely have a great week. We want you to. And keep listening to your intuition. And peace and love, everyone. We know love is the only thing real here. So we will see you guys soon. Do what you like. Find your passion.
Girls dancing. I see guys, the girls dancing. Now, as the record spins around, you recognize this sound. Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on the serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're going to flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're going to say what we like.
It's yo-yo. We want to know how many people in the flow. We'd like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's your night? Check these moves, try not to be cruel or rude, kill the attitude, choose a serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
Do what you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
What you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
Go where you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
Rich, poor, high, low, or upper middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now, if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't ride. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
Do what you like.
I see guys, the girls dancing.
Yo, do what you like. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirl, for once, forget your class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. The red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter. We can all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch singer or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's the Sonic, just for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band,
yo, be